The National Assembly of Pakistan has rejected a proposed law by the opposition parties to remove former Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif from the ruling Muslim League leadership. The bill did not win enough support due to a no vote cast by Sharif's fellow party members, who are still backing him despite losing the premiership in July this year. Press TV's Kamran Yusuf reports from Islamabad.
A major victory for Pakistan's deposed Prime Minister Nawaz Sharif. The country's National Assembly rejected a bill proposed by the opposition parties to bar Sharif as head of the ruling Muslim League. The members of the ruling party successfully voted against the bill in a significant move that would allow the former Prime Minister to remain a key political player. Experts, however, believe Sharif has lost the overwhelming support of the past.
It's not true that the entire party is solidly behind Nawaz Sharif. There are cracks, there are dissidents within the PML. And so, yes, they have been able to muster and maneuver the majority, but it's not overwhelming majority.
Sharif was sent home by the Supreme Court over corruption charges in July this year. Subsequently, he lost the party chairmanship. However, a few weeks later, the parliament amended the law that allowed Sharif to be re-elected as president of his ruling Muslim League. Interestingly, opposition parties then voted in favor of the legislation. However, later they realized their mistake and moved a fresh bill to restore the ban on Sharif.
A person who has been declared untruthful and not of a good character, I don't think he has any moral authority to remain in office.
Sharif and his family members are currently embroiled in a series of corruption cases stemmed from the leaked Panama Papers. The former premier has denied any wrongdoing.
In recent days, there have been speculations about the internal differences within the Muslim League as to whether Sharif should lead the ruling party. But the rejection of the opposition's bill shows majority of the party members are still backing the former prime minister. Kamran Yusuf, Press TV, Islamabad.